Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome back to another AFK Discussions. It's your boy Jason, and with me is Ty. And guess what? You can see us.
You can see us. I'm real. I'm a real boy.
What do you think about this? I don't know. This is technology that we're still trying to figure out. So hopefully things are working. But we will see. So, dude.
It's awkward looking at myself. Yeah. I'm going to say that. I'm going to be up front. It's awkward like looking at myself and being like, hey, yeah, this is me recording. Yeah.
And the camera's right here in front of me. And I keep looking at the screen over here, so it looks like I'm not looking at the camera. But
I'm the same. Like, my camera's up here.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like looking down. So I'm looking straight, but it looks like I'm looking down. So it's just weird. Yeah.
Yeah, super weird. So bear with us, guys, as we figure out this new technology. Because, you know, if you've listened to it for a while, to our podcast, you know I am not tech savvy. And I'm still trying to figure this out, even though... I'm a graphic designer for, you know, what I do, my daytime job and photographer, you know.
And to be honest, like, all these YouTubers and Twitch streamers, they have, like, editors and people that professionally, like, create their stream layouts and all that stuff, right? So, like, I feel like us trying to figure it, I will say, it's a lot harder than I thought it would be. And so, and I feel like everything doesn't go to like according to plan, right? Like, so Jason has a green screen behind him. I have the same green screen. It doesn't fit on my chair. So it's supposed to go like on the chair. It doesn't fit. It's sitting over here beside me. Unfortunate, but you can sort of see my house in the background. It's blurred out. That's a box. That's a TV. But yeah, so this is where we're at. So, I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's horrible for our first time, you know, no, being on a video. So.
So we had big plans of, you know, green screens with the logo in the background, and that just didn't work out tonight. So
maybe next episode.
Yeah.
Until Jason, we'll get started way earlier. We'll try to make sure we have all our ducks in a row. Kind of hard, you know, life happens. I got a newborn. Jason has three kids, you know, both have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
But we're here for you guys. We're here for you.
We're here for you.
I love how you looked right at the camera. I have to go like this. We're here for you.
Awesome.
What's been going on, man?
Dude, you know, work, soccer is crazy. So Rory's team, they lost both games this weekend. So it wasn't great. But, you know, the team we played today was number one in our league, so it is what it is, but you know.
So how many soccer games are there in a season? I'm not a soccer guy.
This is our first time playing competitive. We've had four so far. So one Saturday, one Sunday each week. We have one on Thursday and Saturday this week coming up. So I don't know. And those were just added. So who knows how many we're gonna have.
Yeah, I don't watch soccer. I know, like, the GOATs, right? Like, I know, like, Messi and Ronaldo and Pele. Is it Pele?
Yeah, Pele. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. He's like super old though, right? Like he was like in the 80s, I guess.
Yeah, he's 70s, like 80s. One of the fathers of like modern soccer, because he came up with a lot of the, you know, trick shots and, you know, just the really cool stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, my son is getting, he's huge. Like, he's not huge, but like,
he's 500 pounds.
He's not, but like, he's getting big, man. Like, I took it for granted when people said like, time flies when you have kids. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, people say all kinds of things,
yeah,
you know, but I think that is a real thing. Like, he's over a month old and I feel like he was born last week.
Yeah.
He's like 10 and a half pounds now, you know, at 6 weeks old. I think he's 6 weeks old, I think. 6 or 7 weeks, something like that. His wake windows have been getting bigger and bigger. He stays awake through the day, like most of the day, he's awake. Like, so he will sleep for like 30-minute increments. But other than that, he's like pretty much awake throughout the whole day, which is really good for us because when the sun goes down, he wakes up like maybe once a night now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
At 6 weeks old. So, but my wife read this thing that was like, it tells you if you take your baby outside, in like the afternoon or something like that, it gets their, I'm going to butcher this, circadian rhythm. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it gets like his internal clock right. And lets him know, like, and then of course my wife keeps it super like natural lighting in the daytime. So you can tell it's daytime, I guess. But excuse me. We started an hour later than we usually do, guys. So I'm a little tired. But anyways, so yeah, we've been doing all the things to like sort of like set his internal clock to where like we get a better night's rest every single night. And it's actually been working out really good for us. So
that's
cool. Yeah, on the baby front, everything's good. So
awesome.
But life is, and then Starfield came out.
Yep. I haven't played it yet.
I don't know if he, oh my gosh. Man, if like used to be, if you were like, if you could live in a video game universe, what would it be? I would have told you maybe like Skyrim, like an Elder Scrolls type deal.
Yeah.
The Starfield universe.
Is it that good?
Dude, being able to like have space travel, and I don't know, you gotta try it. Like, it's hard for me to explain, but it's very awesome.
That's cool.
Very awesome. Anybody listening, I highly, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
That's cool. I'll check it out. I have it downloaded, I just haven't had a chance to play it.
Okay. Pro tip, because I had to start a new character. Be careful how you spend your skill points, because you cannot redo them.
Gotcha.
So put points in what you really want, or you're going to be sorry. So,
gotcha. Cool. Yeah, dude. So I want to say real quick, everyone, I know we should do this at the very beginning, but we always wait till after we do, like, how's your week, you know? So make sure, go follow us on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you do social media. That'd be awesome to hear from you guys on there. Also, we have an email, which is afkdiscussions@gmail.com. You can email us on there and just, you know, maybe you want to come on our show and talk to us. We'd love to have you. Maybe. If you have an interesting story, I would love to talk to you regardless. So also, I haven't talked to Ty about this, but I'm going to say it. So we have some stickers here still. And if you would like a sticker, just message us. And I will throw one in the envelope and send it to you. We got quite a few here.
We'll send it with our manifesto.
Manifesto, yeah.
So,
and how,
you know, for world domination.
World domination. One sticker at a time.
Podcast domination manifesto.
Yeah. So also, guys, we're about to hit 3,000 followers on Facebook. 3,000. That's crazy. So
that's actually insane.
It is very insane. So I think we're at 2,800 right now. So once we hit 300, I think we could do another contest and give away
3,000.
Yeah, 3,000.
Okay.
What do you think? Do another contest at 3,000?
Yeah.
And this will be a Facebook exclusive contest because you guys have shown us so much love. So yeah, you need to, when we hit 3,000, I'll make a post and, we'll do some sort of contest and maybe you can win a shirt. We got a new shirt coming out. Yeah. We got a new shirt coming out. It's a NASA style t-shirt. It says AFK discussions.
It looks really good.
Yeah. AFK discussions, out of this world podcast. I think you guys will really want one. I want one. I'd wear it. So that's the thing about the shirt. Cause I design the shirts and, I designed them something that I would actually wear. You know, I'm not going to design something that I think looks stupid. So, you know,
I'm not a graphic tees guy.
Yeah,
like I'm a Carhartt plain colored. You know, I'm wearing burgundy or maroon or whatever you want to call it today. But like, I don't think I've worn a graphic tee since I want to say high school, dude. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I always wear graphic tees. Always.
I would wear an AFK discussion shirt for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I say that and I don't have a graphic tee on right now, but I wear a lot of graphic tees.
But, you know, who knows, in this giveaway, maybe we'll do a desk mat. AFK discussions desk mat.
A desk mat? Maybe.
Yeah.
Dude, that would
maybe
be cool.
maybe that's what the people need.
Maybe they're
sitting there at their desk right now watching us on YouTube. And if they look down, they have a mouse. They're and like, underneath that mouse is nothing. And it could be an AFK discussions desk. It could be an AFK discussions desk. Who knows? Stoner out there. So stay tuned on that giveaway, guys. The more followers you get on YouTube, get us some likes and stuff like that. We'll do a giveaway, and you might be the lucky winner.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, I want to give a shout out to our good buddy Phil. I looked over at my bottle. Speaking of stickers,
hey-o.
So. This is Exploring with Phil. Go check him out. Canadian Dutch Boy Studios over on YouTube. Exploring with Phil on Instagram, Facebook, wherever.
You rep also, him on your water bottle.
Yeah, rep him on my water bottle.
I'm repping him on my... This is a case that a playmat goes into for cards. So I play trading card games. Boom. Phil, my boy, I'm repping you everywhere I go when I play trading cards, man.
Yeah. And I all that to say, Phil, dude, I realize I have not sent you a sticker yet. I was supposed to give him one when he was up here and did the video with us, and I forgot to give it to him. And I was like, oh, I'll send it to you. I still have not sent that sticker, and I'm going to get around to it. My cat keeps scratching my green screen. It's driving me crazy. I'm gonna kill this cat in a minute. Not literally, because I love the cats. I wouldn't kill them, but you know.
No animal abuse on this show.
That's right. No animal abuse. Also, while we're showing stickers, my boy, Tony Merkel, The Confessionals, make sure you check that out too. He's awesome. Awesome show. So let's get into it, dude. Let's get into it. This one's a good one. So I got to give a shout out to Jane Potter Cosplay. She's been listening to us for a long time. Big supporter of the page. Big supporter of the podcast. She follows us on Instagram. That's why I said page. But yeah, she was like, do something on Birds Aren't Real. And I was like, yes, we should do Birds Aren't Real. So that's what we're doing. Birds are not real, or are they? What do you think? What do you think about this whole Birds Aren't Real movement?
I think they're real. I want to preface this. I've seen many dead birds around my yard. We have a lot of hawks, and we actually have an owl. Have I talked about the owl on the podcast before?
I don't think so.
I feel like I have. Okay, so now I got to tell the story about the owl.
Yeah.
So, and this, I know birds are real. So we have this huge, I don't know if he hangs out here anymore, that when we bought our house, oh man, almost three, it'll be 3 years ago this year.
That's crazy.
Holy crap. Anyway, so yeah, we bought our house 3 years ago. and we lived in it for about a year before we got our dog, Goose. Goose at Goose de Visla on Instagram if you want to check him out. He's a pretty cool dude. But anyway, when Goose was a puppy, we used to walk him around the yard in the backyard. So we have a fenced in backyard, but we used to walk him on a lead in the backyard. A couple of reasons. One reason is our next door neighbor bridged their fence on ours. And their dogs were really big and Goose was really little. And I was really scared he would walk up to the fence and they would grab him and pull him through or something, right? Because we have like the black aluminum bars that go up and down.
Yeah.
And the fence is probably, I want to say 5 feet tall, right? And so that was reason number one. Reason number two, we had this massive barn owl in our, because we're like one of the only houses in the whole neighborhood that have like trees. And we have these huge maple trees in the backyard. And there's four of them. And it's kind of like a privacy thing. So like our backside neighbors can't see our house and we can't see theirs. And it kind of blocks it from the back of the street, whatever, whatever. So anyways, and then we have one in our front yard too, a maple tree, and it's massive. Anyways, when we got Goose, it was almost wintertime, right? We got him in about August. So at about October-ish, he was still really little. And so we had this huge barn owl. There were no leaves on the maple trees. And I went out there one night and the owl was just sitting there. And I was like, holy crap. And so, and at this time in the middle of the night, I wouldn't put Goose on a lead because I wouldn't need to. The dogs wouldn't be out, yada, yada, yada. I sprinted to get Goose because this thing was huge and it could have grabbed him and he would have been gone.
Yeah.
Like, and so, I look like an idiot for the first 4 months or so of my dog's life because I'm walking a puppy around with a lead in a fenced in backyard and I look like an idiot. Right. But that owl killed everything. There would be feathers all over the yard. And we have a lot of bunnies. For whatever reason, they like to reproduce in our yard. Like our yard's the yard, right?
Same.
And so, and like we got a lot of like flower beds and stuff around the house. And we have if you're looking at the house on the left side of my house, we have hydrangea bushes all the way down. We have a couple of big crepe myrtles. You know, we have some shrubs. And on the right side of the house, if you're looking, I don't know what the thing is called, but it's like a squared off bush. And we have like a big holly bush and everything. So it's like prime conditions for like rabbits to get in there and like just have babies, right? So I would find rabbit fur in the backyard. I would find feathers strewn all over the place. Same thing for the front yard. And then for a while there, hawks were like landing on the house and stuff. And these hawks were pretty good size. And I think it's due to like the rabbits, right? But they used to kill birds all the time. To the point to where I would find bird heads in my driveway. And they're doves, I guess they.
Yeah.
I guess they're doves that they go.
Yeah, doves.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they're doves, not pigeons, which I think is like, the whole birds aren't real movement is centered around pigeons. So, but we don't live in like a big city or that kind of region, I guess. But anyways, so I think birds are real. Now, the first time I ever heard birds aren't real was during COVID. Somebody posted on social media. Somebody was like, birds aren't real. And one person was like, you're an idiot. Birds are real. And then another guy commented on his comment. Or replied to his comment and was like, when's the last time you've seen a bird since COVID started? And I immediately was like, he's right. And like, I ran outside and I was like, there are no birds. Where are the birds? Apparently COVID recalled them. And, you know, during COVID, they recalled them to do updates and da, 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 da. But that's the first time I heard like the birds aren't real movement as like a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, on this one, I'm 100% birds are real.
So, I don't think that all birds aren't real, but I do think that there is technology where they can make drones that look like birds.
Like 100%, dude.
Yeah,
100%.
So I don't think that all birds are fake. but some of them could be, you know.
Sure.
Even back in the Cold War, they were strapping like cameras to pigeons and using them for surveillance, which is crazy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. That'd be a heavy camera though, back in the Cold War days.
I know, right?
That's a pretty big camera.
But there's pictures you can find online.
I think a GoPro is a pretty big camera to strap to a bird.
I think so too.
I mean, yeah. I think it depends on what kind of bird it is, right? Yeah. But like a pigeon, I don't know.
So I couldn't find it when I was looking up. But this past week on Kill the Mockingbirds, actually, it's not Kill the Mockingbirds, it's their offshoot podcast, which is Shadow Band Syndicate. They were talking about they mentioned birds aren't real. And then he said something. It was Juan from the One on One podcast. He said something to the effect of that there was some DARPA project where they were able to make like muscles and stuff over like an exoskeleton, and then like use that like a kind of like a biotechnology, you know,
okay,
to make drones that are like birds. So I don't know. I don't know all the details there. I'll try to look it up, but I'm sure Juan has.
What would even be the point of that, though?
Just for spying.
I mean, yeah, but like, you can train. I mean, falconry is a real thing, right? Like, you don't need to like make a bio mechanism for like spying. And like, birds fly so high anyway, like, or and fast too. Like, you would never know if a bird was real or not.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was a machine, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, maybe if it's just like and hovering and never flaps its wings at all, sure.
Yeah.
But like, I think the biomechanical engineering piece of that is kind of wonky. I don't really see like a practical use for that.
I mean, I guess so you don't have to feed them? So they could just go.
Imagine revolutionary biomechanical engineering due to lack of bird feed. That would be a real thing.
It would be. But I don't know. I mean, it makes sense, like, for spying. I mean, I could totally see, you know, spy drones being birds, right? So, like I said, guys, we're doing this technology thing. So I think I can, let me see. I'm going to try to share my screen here. I know you're sharing your screen, so hopefully I can do mine too.
We're trying to, because you guys know we're like been big Googlers here lately.
Yeah.
So we're like super, super trying to like make sure we're including you guys in these Google things that we're doing. So,
yeah. So right here, this is scientists are making drones from taxidermy birds. This was from 2023, earlier this year, right? See this?
Yeah.
From a distance that you could. That would look real, but I mean, that's not, up close, that's not a real bird right there, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. That's like not biomechanical engineering.
Yeah,
it's just like you glued a bunch of dead bird, like you took the feathers from a dead bird and tied it to a camera.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, but I mean, science is working on this though right now, which is crazy.
You know what is crazy to me is science. I feel like science and like works on everything. When people go, you know, they, who are they? I'm talking about those scientists. Where did those scientists go to school? Nobody knows. Do you even, all right, here's a question. Do you need to go to school to become a scientist? Or can you just be a scientist?
I don't know. I mean,
forming hypotheses and, you know, scientific notation and like, I don't know. Do you have to have a degree to be a scientist? Is that a thing?
I guess you would. Have a doctorate in science, you know, I mean, I guess you could call yourself a scientist and not actually be a scientist. I mean, not have a doctorate in it, you know?
Do you think that you could publish a scientific work and not be a scientist?
I don't think so. I think you would have to have a doctorate or something in.
You have to have credentials or they won't publish it.
Yes.
What if it was right though? Like, what if people in the field, like, let's say it's like a theoretical physicist, right? Yeah. What if somebody's like spent their whole life who's like just a, think of what Good Will Hunting, right? A Good Will Hunting situation where the kid's just like, you know, from Southie or something, or the kid's from, you know, somewhere without like a lot of resources. Parents don't have a lot of money, can't send him to school, but he's like a savant, right? And he's like really into like string theory and finds out how to pass over into different dimensions and, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And publishes a work, right? Like, and what if there are theoretical physicists who have doctorate degrees who went to, you know, Oxford and Princeton and Harvard and whatever? What if they proved his theory correct? Would that be, would he be considered a scientist or no? Or just some guy who wrote a paper?
I don't know. I mean, I think there are people out there who are like super smart and they've, I don't know if they've been considered a scientist per se, but they have been taken seriously because of it. But also there's all the fringe science things that may be fact. Once you start looking into it, your peers kind of ostracize you. Just for instance, like Melba Ketchum, you probably have never heard of the name, but she did like a Bigfoot genome project where they were trying to find DNA of Bigfoot. And she did, I think, a couple blind studies, and it came back that, like, I think it was the mitochondrial DNA, which is the mother's DNA, was not human or whatever, right? I may have that backwards. I don't know. Anyways, it showed that it was part human, but it's part something else that, you know, was unidentified. And all the scientists were like, you know, you're full of crap, blah, blah, blah. And she pretty much is kind of like an outcast now in science.
Well, I think in the scientific community, like whenever you have a scientific work, like I think for it to be proven, other scientists have to be able to replicate it.
I got you.
Oh, excuse me. I think that's like the thing, right? Like, I think you have, like, they have to be able to replicate your experiment and have like similar or the same results. I'm not exactly sure if like what the 100% what the requirements are. But like something like that, it's very hard to replicate, right? Like, especially if you have like a very small sample of whatever sort of genome or whatever she's looking at, right? Like, and even then, like, let's say it's so small that they have to pass the sample around throughout the scientific community. Every scientist, until they get it, would be like, oh, this is crazy. Like, so it would be the same thing of like me taking a video of something and being like, oh, I saw Bigfoot. And people would be like, that's not real. Unless they were there, it wasn't real kind of deal. You know what I mean? So other scientists would be like, well, unless I get the sample, it is not a real thing. And so, and ultimately that's impossible, right? Like, I'm sure there's a ton of scientists in the world. I don't know what the number is, but I'm sure it's millions, right? And so it'd be like, it would be impossible to even get that around to all the scientists.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry. I have a 6-week-old. I'm up. My sleep schedule is weird. So
no excuses. If you see me yawning,
that's why. So, anyway, sorry. Continue.
Yeah. So, I mean, all that to say that I think some people who aren't scientists have good theories and good sound theories, but they're not taken seriously because they're like, don't have a degree pretty much. That's all that to say that, you know, you know, whenever I was doing the research, so I was under the assumption that the Birds Aren't Real movement was 100% real. Like, this dude, I thought he was like, This guy's crazy, you know. I know everyone's probably seen the video of him on, was it Good Morning America or something like that, where he like drinks a coffee and he like chokes and spits it out everywhere. Well, apparently, he went on the what's the big award for science?
Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Prize, yeah. So there was this Nobel Prize presentation, and all, you know, him and his crew came in with like this mock protest, saying that birds aren't real. And it was actually, he was going to give a presentation And he got up there and started talking about how he started this whole movement to see how far it was, as like a social experiment, to see how far an outlandish conspiracy theory could actually go. So yeah. He started this movement as just an experiment, which it's crazy to me because, I mean, the character you've seen, like this, the picture you see on the screen here of him with the van with the cowboy hat, that's a character. That's not what he's actually like. He was like in that Nobel Prize when he was presenting. I mean, he's very well put together, very well spoken. Nothing like what he's portrayed whenever he's doing his birds aren't real thing. And that was just shocking to me because I was like, man, he fooled me because I thought this was legit. I thought it was a legit movement, but it's not. What, did you happen to watch that video?
Yeah. I watched the whole thing. You can tell that it's like comedy, yeah. Right? Like you can tell, especially when he's at the Nobel Prize thing, you can tell he doesn't believe in it. You could tell he doesn't believe in it, in the Nobel like prize thing, but like everywhere else, the character he portrays is like, he believes it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like he's a believer. He's a believer. Is that what they call Justin Bieber people? Believers? Believers? Yeah. He's a believer. Yeah. In the Birds Aren't Real movie. Anyways. But I'll tell you what I don't like is them being like inside a Gen Z conspiracy. Come on, dude. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Like we don't put boomer theories behind Area 51, you know, inside a boomer's thought process. I mean, we'd get lost in there because they have Alzheimer's, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, no offense, boomers, but offense, boomers. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the title of the article that the New York Times wrote here about him. But I think this whole thing kind of sums up a lot of conspiracy. I think that like the Earth is flat thing, I feel like it got started by a group of people or an individual who really didn't know what he was talking about. And like just a bunch of people jumped on and were like, the Earth is flat, the Earth is flat. And then and it's the same thing with like this. It's like birds aren't real, birds aren't real. And then he comes out and he goes, gotcha.
Yeah.
I was kidding. I don't believe in this crap. You know, and then now you got a bunch of people that are like, oh, well, birds aren't real. And you're like, they are. So I definitely feel like it's a very well put together ruse.
Yeah.
As far as him like starting the conspiracy. But it's really crazy how with the power of social media, you can launch a campaign that's so crazy like this, and so many people like latch on. And I think he actually talked about it in that Nobel Peace Prize video that we had watched earlier, where he was talking about how he comes from Arkansas. There's a bunch of people out there that, you know, believe in conspiracy theories. And through this experience, you know, he believes that people just look for something to somehow to belong. Right. I think is what he said. Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like that's how a lot of people are with certain conspiracy theories. Now, I think there are some that have a lot of merit. I think the Nashville shooter one is probably the one where I was kind of like, maybe this was a conspiracy. Like, and of course, we say this every episode. We preface this. Let me preface this. Prayers go out to the families of people that lost. Family members in the Nashville shooting. The Nashville shooting was a horrible tragedy. But we're just talking about the conspiracy. And I don't know if you know this, Jason, or if you watched this or if we talked about it, but it shows like the shooter walking through the halls, mm-hmm. right? They had like ACU bottoms on, like a jacket thing, some Vans. But then when they shot the killer and the police like ran up on them, the shoes are completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. The shoes had flames on them. Mm-hmm. They were still Vans, but they weren't the right like type of Vans that yeah. like the shooter was walking around the hallways in. Right. Which is like, that's a big deal. Right. Yeah. Like especially in like the conspiracy theory community. Right. And even for me, I was kind of like, what?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
You know, so it's definitely, you know, I think some conspiracy and that's to say, like, I think some conspiracies have merit like that one. And then I think there's things like this where people are just like screaming about things that aren't that don't even make sense. Right. Like. Is there drones that are like portrayed as birds for spying? Oh, I'm 100% sure that's a thing.
Yeah.
Right. Like that is a thing without a doubt. But to be like, oh, the majority of birds aren't real. I don't see the practical use of it. Right. Like think about cars these days. Every new car has to have backup cameras. Every new car has Bluetooth. Every new car has like satellite radio. Every new car has not every new car has GPS, but like, I would say 90% of cars that are 2023s have built-in GPS systems,
yeah.
right? Like the government can keep track of you easily, right? Like they're listening to your mobile device, right? If they can listen to your mobile device, which Edward Snowden proved, right, that the NSA is listening. He helped develop the program. That's why he lives in Russia, yada, yada, yada. I don't know if anybody believes. You know, whistleblowing is a completely different thing, I think, than conspiracy theories, right? Because the burden of proof is on the whistleblower, right? Versus like conspiracy theory, the burden of proof is on the non-believer, right? You need to prove to me that my theory isn't correct, kind of deal. But like, I don't see the practical use of birds as drones, right? Especially when everybody carries a cell phone. Everybody drives a car, you know, not everybody drives a 2023. I don't drive a 2023. My car's 2015. My wife's car is like a 2012 Honda Civic or whatever. But they're paid off. Shout out. like, I feel like if the government's going to keep track on you and spy on you, that creating drones that are birds is a lot of effort, right? When they already have this, we already have this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I just don't see the practical use of it. Right. So I think that in itself makes this birds aren't real conspiracy. Like it's like a moot point, right? Like I feel like it's just nonsense.
Yeah. The only thing I can see is, you know, spying on other countries. That's, you know, why they would use them. But like I said, birds are real, but some of them may not be, you know.
Well, I mean, do you, okay, let me ask you this then. Do you think our enemies are using bird drones?
Could be. I don't know. I mean, I have no clue. I'm just saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think there's a possibility. So, you know.
Okay. I think there's a possibility that, I mean, that's a technology that could, you know, they could be using. I mean, it seems. Technology is so much more advanced than what we're led to believe.
I'm 100% sure of that. 100% sure.
Like this bird drone right here, I'm sure that what they actually use looks exactly like a bird. You know.
Well, and then my thought process would like if other countries like. I would assume that other countries are spying on us via satellites.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like there's just like a lot of money and like a lot of logistics too, right? Like you got to get the birds in the country. You got to get the drones in the country. You got to launch the drones. You got to charge the drones. You got to get the feeds from the drones somehow. So they got to have like a Wi-Fi signal and they've got to transmit. And you got like, I feel like it's just a lot of steps, right? When you can do exactly what China did and create an app called TikTok And, you know, because TikTok in the US, which I'm sure that this is, I think this is common knowledge by now, right? But like TikTok in the US and TikTok in China is completely different. Like TikTok in China is like all about educational material, yada, yada, yada. TikTok in America is just like videos, just like dances and memes. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy good TikTok now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not hating on TikTok, but I think if a country was going to spy on us or attempt to destroy us or something like that, I think that's the way they would do it. Something like TikTok. Right.
So, yeah. 100%.
That's not to say in like warfare, I'm sure that this is a thing.
Yeah.
Right. But as far as like spying on our country, I don't think they want to know what I'm doing. Right. Like if a bird's sitting on top of my window, they're gonna be like, dude, this guy hangs out with his kid, he walks his dog, and he plays a lot of video games. Like, we've got to do something about this guy, you know? And he has this pocket AFK discussions. It's crazy popular. It's so awesome. Everybody should listen to it.
Right? Crazy popular.
My FBI agent sitting in the van outside listens to our podcast every episode he's listened to. He's probably the one leaving us reviews.
That's true.
That's so funny. You know.
Yeah, man. So I mean, I think we pretty much have this birds aren't real. Conspiracy, a big debunked.
Yeah, man. There's no way.
Yeah. So
here would be my thing, right? Like, if this was to be like a thing, I think you would just train animals. Like falconry is a thing. Like that bird can carry a pretty big camera. Right. And yeah. We're, you know, like a GoPro size camera, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes back to like, isn't there a thing about like Russians putting like training dolphins and stuff?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a confirmed thing? Like they actually did that?
I think the US trained dolphins also.
Could you imagine training an orca whale? They tried. His name's Telecom. He's in SeaWorld. He's killed three people.
I always think about the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil. Why don't I want a shark with a freaking laser on its head? Shark with a laser.
Dude, the Austin Power movies, you want to talk about comedy?
Yeah.
That like political correctness did not age well?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's one of them, dude. Like, I love them. I love the Austin Powers films. Yeah. I think they're really funny. Of course, my favorite character is Fat Bastard. He's just awesome, and Mini-Me's awesome too.
Get in Wait, my didn't, belly.
Didn't Mini-Me die in real life?
I'm not sure. I know he was sick for a while.
It's his name. No, I don't know his name, and I feel bad.
It is.
It's Vaughn something, right?
Vern Troy.
Yep, yep, that's his name.
I've met him a few times when I worked the convention stuff, did photography.
All right, let's see if he's dead.
Yeah, right there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dies if we're not, dude. Like, yeah. And I think it was from his disease.
Yeah.
But I will say, dude, I saw a lot of video. Like, I think MTV Cribs did an episode with him, and his house was like, everything was just so little people friendly. He lived a good life. He lived a good 49 years. Yeah. You know, I don't know about his childhood. So I'll say, you know, after Austin Powers, he lived a good life. Yeah. You know, he had some cash, you know? So, he died. Dude, man, I'll tell you what, a lot of actors are dead.
Yep.
Like, man, what a line on the podcast. Like, there's a lot of dead actors. Well, yes, Todd, that's how time works.
There's a lot of dead actors, like, and there's a lot of cloned actors.
I can maybe get behind the cloning thing. But, like, I'm more in the realm of maybe not clones, and they're just people that are immortal.
Yeah, like, I think we talked about it, the old pictures and stuff of, you know, celebrity doppelgangers, like,
yeah. But anyways, back to the animals and stuff. Like, I definitely think that, like, trained and I don't know, like, half of me wants to be like, yes, training animals is a good tactic, right?
What's going on?
Speaking of trained animals, there's one loose in my house. No. Anyway, so, like, I feel like in my head, I'm like, ooh, trained animals is a good tactic. And we use the biggest, you know, obviously dogs are awesome. And they're used in all facets of life, like security, service dogs. But that's like the only animal that is like practically trained.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's service cats and bunnies and all this other yada yada. But like, as far as like taking a wild animal and training them, I don't know if that, like, the practical use behind that.
Yeah.
Like dolphins, sure. Like submarines and stuff, dude. Submarines are dangerous. Like that submarines are no joke. I don't know if you've ever, like, looked into submarines before. Like nuclear subs.
I have friends that are stationed on a sub. I think the Norfolk. I think, is that what it's called?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But dude, a lot of these, like, especially nuclear subs.
Yeah.
They only have to come up because they need supplies. That's it.
Yep.
Like, They don't have to surface for anything. They got infinite oxygen. They got, you know, like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I could see a practical use of, like, using sea life or some sort of sea mammal. But then again, I don't know how deep a dolphin can even go.
I don't know either.
Like, we're about to look it up. how deep can a... look at that. It's one of the first results. Ah, dude, 1,200 feet? I feel like that's not deep enough for subs.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like subs, like, submarines... All right. How far... Let's see. How deep do subs go? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Okay, yeah, no, maybe, okay, let's look at this. It's taking me to YouTube. Man, I don't want to do that. I just want to see this image. Let's go. Let me act like I know how to use a computer.
I don't know how to use a computer.
Open image in a new tab.
Oh, whoa. It's tiny.
Yeah, I love it.
Epic fail.
Yeah, it is. Anyways, so if we go to all, it says, how deep can a U.S. Navy submarine go? U.S. Navy submarines are capable of diving to depths greater than 800 feet. Okay. Maybe dolphins are a good thing.
Yeah.
It's, but, like, you got to think, too, if you trained, I don't know how good dolphins are alone. Like, I don't even think a dolphin can, like... The sea is a dangerous place, right? What happens to a dolphin that's by itself?
I don't know.
Because their power comes from their numbers, right? Like, they're super agile, super fast. But, like, can an orca kill a dolphin?
I would say 100%, yeah.
Well, could an orca catch a dolphin?
I don't know. That's...
Dude, there's noises happening in my house right now, and it's freaking me out.
Go check it out. Is it like ghost noises?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of, I don't know what's going on back there. But anyways,
does it sound like ghost noises?
No, it sounds like my dog's running up and down the hallway or something. Anyways, I know orca whales are fast.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a dolphin can just go and turn way faster. Like, an orca's big, right? Like, yeah. I think it could turn quick, but not as quick as a dolphin.
Yeah, I think a dolphin could definitely turn faster.
So, like, you got to think, like, if let's say we trained a pod of dolphin to track down submarine. Let's say, okay, we think there's a Russian sub off the coast of Hawaii.
Yeah.
We can't find it because of XYZ. And if we do find it and it's too close to our sub, you know, something, pew, pew, they shoot, whatever. So now we got this pod of dolphins. How much sea could a pod of dolphins cover in search of something like that, do you think?
I don't, dude, that's a tough question. I have no idea how to answer it. About 20 leagues. I don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. I would look at it in like square miles,
yeah,
right? Like how many square miles can a dolphin cover, you know? I think you would have to split them up. You'd have to go, all right, Uno, you go here. And Larry, you go this way. Larry, you know, Adam, you go that way. Leah, you there, you know? And like you send this pod of 15 dolphins. I don't know how big dolphin pods are, but you send this pod of 15 dolphins in separate directions to find the sub. Like, I don't know. I keep like running into the practicality of like utilizing animals.
Yeah.
And the only practical use that I can think is like dogs, right? Like the way they're used currently.
Yeah. Yeah. Dogs are, I mean, gosh, their noses like sniffing for bombs and drugs, and it's crazy.
And you don't cadaver even want
dogs,
a dog.
Cadaver dogs? I mean, we used to have two dogs, but they passed away. So, like cadaver dogs are crazy. I mean, they can smell like dead bodies that have been there.
They can smell rotting flesh from so far away.
Yeah. And like stuff that's been there for like 50, 60 years, they can still sniff it out. It's crazy.
Yeah. I just don't. I think it'd be cool to train an animal.
Yeah.
Like Free Willy. Dude, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be cool if you go to the beach and whistle and an orca pull up. Yo, what up, homie? I'd be like, yo, let's blow this popsicle stand. It'd be grab him and we'll be off. Even then, the ocean is so scary, dude.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you about a dream that I had.
Oh.
Speaking of training animals. So I go to, I have a bunch of friends that are like, hey man, you got to go to this water park, whatever, whatever, in my dream, right? And so I'm like, all right, cool. They're like, it's at this beach. I don't remember what beach name was, where the beach was, anything. But I pull up to this beach and it's nothing but cars, dude. Like as far as the eye can see, and beach. So it's like a parking lot, right?
Yeah.
And then the beach is on the other side and of course the ocean, right? And this parking lot, dude, is full of cars. Thousands of cars, but there's no people on the beach. There's nobody on the beach. It's completely empty. There's no chairs. There's no trash. There's no nothing. And then for whatever reason, this is the weird part of the dream. One of my ex-girlfriends is like walking down the sidewalk and I go, where is everybody? And they're like, oh, they're at the water park. And I go, what water park? What are you talking about? There's no water park here. And she goes, oh, the dolphins take you to the water park. So this water park's in the middle of the freaking ocean, dude. And so these dolphins pull up. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to this water park. And I, you know, grab onto the dolphins and they're swimming beside each other. And I'm holding on for dear life, you know, because they're swimming. Ooh, did my camera go blurry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Ooh, let's try to fix it real quick. Am I back? I'm back.
You're back. Yep.
Okay. So the dolphins take me out to this water park, right? And I'm holding on for dear life because they're swimming so fast, like 50 miles an hour or something. It's fast. Like I'm flying. And I can see the water park on the horizon. And I'm looking around as these dolphins are taking me out there, and there are sea creatures, sea life everywhere, dude. Sharks and orcas and all this stuff. And I'm thinking the whole time, I'm like, dude, if I let go of these dolphins before I get there, dude, I'm so screwed. Anyways, so long story short, I get to this water park. It's huge. It's massive. And all the slides lead into the same, like there's this thing in the middle of the park, a pool where everything leads. All the rides lead into this pool and you swim out, you climb up some nets and whatever.
Yeah.
But I had some goggles in this pool. It's like a bunch of like chain mail. It's like chain links.
Mm-hmm.
So that sea creatures can't get in and get people. But dude, it was so scary because I'm looking around and there's whales and there's sharks and there's like all these sea creatures swimming around, like trying to get in to get people. And I'm like, dude, I don't know how I'm going to get back to the shore, dude, because I'm scared to death now.
Yeah.
But anyways, in my dream, they trained dolphins to take people out to this water park in the middle of the ocean, which is just crazy. It'd be cool to just be like pull up on the beach and whistle and some dolphins show up.
Yeah.
And you could like Aquaman it and, you know. But no, I don't see a practical use for that.
Nah. So except for dogs. Dogs are practical for working animals.
I think there's a lot of good working animals besides dogs. Like, I think horses are good animals. I think people use horses and ox and all kinds of stuff to pull carts and stuff. I think pigs are used to, like, hunt down truffles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of good uses for service animals. I just don't think there's a lot of like practical, like military use for animals of any kind.
Yeah.
Besides dogs, right? Like there's army has dogs, Marines have dogs, you know?
Yeah.
For like overseas deployments and stuff. But no, I just don't see it, man. I don't see it.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I can gather from this episode is birds are mostly real. Except, like I said, for a few that I think could be drones. I think there's a
possibility. All birds are real except for this one on the screen right now.
That one. That bird's
real. This is the only fake bird.
It's a dead bird with robotics inside.
Right. Well, I think fake birds, like, I mean, there's a lot of fake birds, actually, now that I think about it. Because, like, duck hunters and dove hunters and turkey hunters and all the hunters of the world. You know, we live in East Tennessee. I was actually talking to my father-in-law. We actually went to go shoot. Shout out to Jason for the new shotgun. It's a beast. It's actually super awesome. Anyways, he was talking about buying my son his lifetime hunting license. So I think, unfortunately, you know, I have nothing against hunting, right?
Yeah.
I just don't like walking around in the woods at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's freezing cold outside.
Yep.
But I think, unfortunately, like, my father-in-law wants to use hunting to bond with his grandson, which is awesome. I think that's awesome. But I'll have to be there too. Yeah. You know what I mean? As like a result of that awesomeness.
Yeah.
Which is not awesome. But hopefully he gets into it and likes it. And that's something that him and his grandfather can bond over. And, you know, I'll probably go with him until he's like at least a teenager. And then I'll be like, Dad, are you coming? And I'll be like, go ahead. You know, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, yeah, so there's a general consensus of this episode. Living birds are real, except for this one drone and the fake birds hunters use to kill other birds.
But I still think there's a possibility that, you know, there could be some robotic drone birds out there somewhere. I think the technology is there and it's a possibility, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. So real quick before we end this episode, I just wanted to touch back on one of our previous episodes where we talked about the lady on the plane with the that dude's not real. That mother is not real. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have an update.
Yeah. So there's an update. So apparently they found her and they've been talking to her, and this is where it gets weird. So I was watching, it was actually a TikTok video, and I can't remember the name of the guys. I follow them, but they did this video and they were talking about how, like, she looks different to them, right? It doesn't look like the same person. And so they did like an AI face comparison.
And I think I've seen what you're talking like about.
With like 95% accuracy or whatever.
It's a fake. It's like a AI.
Yeah, so it's not the lady from the plane.
Yeah, like, I think I've seen what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I thought that was very, very weird.
Yeah, I saw a different interview that they did with her, and it doesn't look like the same lady at all. I'm nah. That lady for sure was kidnapped.
Yeah, I think something's going on there. It's definitely strange. I don't know why, but it's definitely strange.
I think that's it for our first video episode. First video episode. You did a video episode with Phil that turned out really good.
Yep. Hopefully this one is
my
works.
First video episode.
One thing I noticed, I know you haven't seen it on Discord, but on my actual computer, I had some like ad pop-ups popped up. It was weird. Yeah, it was like one of those, this, you know, PC may not be secure. I don't know where those came from. So I don't know if my I don't know if my screen recorded those or not. So that's a possibility. So I don't know how that's going to go, but yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. Well, thanks guys for joining us on our first face-to-face episode that me and Jason are doing. This is going to be a regular thing now. So like moving forward, we will be, every time we record the podcast, you will be able to see our faces and associate us with our sexy voices. Sorry, you know, hopefully it lives up to your wildest dreams.
Yeah.
But anyways, like Jason said, a couple of housekeeping things. Like Jason said at the start of the episode, guys, you're killing it on Facebook. If we can get to 3,000, we'll do a giveaway. Could be some shirts, could be mouse pad, could be desk pad, could be stickers, could be a lot, it could be a combination of things, right?
Yeah.
So go check us out on Facebook, AFK Discussions. Follow us on Facebook. We post there all the time. There's people commenting all the time, liking posts. If you want to share something on the page, I think you could share links and stuff in the comments on some videos. Give us your thoughts on things. Check us out, AFK Discussions on Instagram. AFK Discussions on YouTube is where this episode will go.
Yep.
Along with the regular podcast uploads that we do to Spotify and Apple and Google and Amazon and all those places. You can catch us anywhere, guys. I mean, we're literally on almost every platform except for like streaming platforms.
Yep.
Right. So
catch me outside. How about that?
How about that? So yeah, guys, go check us out. If you can, whatever podcast your app you're listening to us on, I don't know, Apple or Google or Spotify or whatever, you could take some time, give us some feedback on there, give us a review, 5-star review, share the podcast with your friends and family members. I run into a lot of people, and Jason actually runs into a lot of people that are like, oh, we love your podcast. We would love for you guys to share us and kind of circulate us around to your friends if that's something they'd be interested in. And then shout out to Reaper Apparel. They've been supporting the podcast since day one. If you go to reaperapparel.com, use code AFK Discussions, you get a 15% discount at checkout, I think, right, Jason?
Yep.
15. Their apparel is super awesome. They have super awesome hats and t-shirts and everything like that. So go check those guys out. And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Real quick, I'm going to say, so guys, there's another little change that may be happening. So we've tried doing ads in the past and trying to monetize the podcast, and it really wasn't working as good as we had hoped. Like with the coupon codes and stuff, yeah, zero interest. But now we've been offered a new way to monetize. And I think they're automated ads. So they're pre-recorded ads, like from Coca-Cola or whoever. Not sponsored by Coca-Cola. I'm just saying that could be a possibility of maybe something you'll hear in the future. But they just splice them in throughout the show, like one ad or something. So you may be hearing one of those. If for some reason you guys don't like them, I don't know. Maybe we'll try something different. I just don't want to take away from the show, because if we're in a sentence and it cuts us off or something, and then it's a weird transition, I just don't like that. I want this.
It breaks your immersion, and you feel like you're disconnected when the podcast comes back. Let us know how it goes, guys. If you don't like them, we'll turn them off. We'll figure out something else. Because we do this, you know, for you guys and for us, and we want it to be. We want to give you guys a good product to listen to.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Jason. Well, I think that's it, my brother. I am going to go. I think I heard my son crying a minute ago. So I'm going to go change the baby's diaper, feed a baby, and try to get some sleep before work.
Sounds good. I got to go to bed too. So,
all right. Till next time.
All right, guys. Peace.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.